Hello, everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and I welcome all of you on the show tonight, BBS Radio. And this show is about healings, instantaneous physical healings from the Creation Lightship. And the Creation Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process of this planet and the inhabitants on it, if they choose to ascend. And so my host tonight, my co-host, is a health and wellness consultant. Her name is Sylvia Joy. And Sylvia comes here with 30 years of experience in the holistic health and wellness field. She's owned and operated natural food restaurants in Hawaii and taught holistic classes on living. And she's connected many people and helped them with consulting of food and transitioning into a much better, healthier lifestyle. So, are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Thank you very much. Wow, it's been an amazing day today with the Creation Lightship. I don't know if anyone is listening that was just on the conference call. For those of you that might not know this, Ron conducts teleconference calls Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They're only $20, and you have an hour of ship healing. And tonight we had ship healing and water activation, which was incredibly beautiful and powerful, and it was really something. So if you don't know about those conference calls yet, definitely find out about it and check it out, because it's a great way to keep you doing well with the Creation Lightship on a regular basis. That's very affordable and just absolutely wonderful. Ron, do you want to say anything about how people can find out about those teleconferences?
Yeah, they can either call me direct if you wish. There's a toll-free number, and it's on the website. It's 877, and you could use the word ET Heals. And also, you can just go and email me. It's healing@creationlightship.com. And you can go to my website, creationlightship.com, and there's a list of services there. And all these are geared for helping us through the ascension process. And the main mission here, just like when Jesus walked the earth, was to get everybody into their bodies to do the transition of your physical body to a higher consciousness. And this is what the ascension process was when Jesus taught it, and it's still the same today. The energies that Jesus had here 2,000 years ago are the same patterns that they're bringing forth now. They're about 98% the same. And so it's the same teachings, just at a different time. And some of the wording might be slightly different, but the whole thing is to be integrated completely with your spirit in your body, along with going within for your guidance. And that's the main teachings. And not to go outside of yourself to false energies, say false gods or whatever, to get your information, and not to go to entities that would be inside of your head, because all those are just distractions to finding out your true source, which is you, the divine energy in you. So do you have any other questions or anything you'd like to talk about, Sylvia?
Oh, definitely. Well, first I want to mention that you're going to be doing a ship healing in just a few minutes, and also we're going to be activating some water for each person that's listening that would like to do that. So if you don't have one in front of you, you might just get a glass of water real quick so that when it comes time to do that, you're ready for that. And I'd like to share just a couple of the emails and responses that we've had in the last few days. We had a wonderful email from a lovely lady in South Bend, Indiana, who was listening to last week's radio broadcast, and she woke up in the morning after suffering through 6 weeks of a cough that wouldn't go away and a nagging pain in her right hip, and she woke up with both of them totally gone. So we're very happy about that. I had a wonderful experience today I'd like to share, which is that I woke up feeling, you know, just not well, feeling like there was some virus or something that was trying to get in my system and just off balance and not my usual self. And I had been working with some people that had been on international flights and around a lot of illness, so I definitely didn't want to get that. so I called Ron, and I had a beautiful light ship healing today and feel absolutely wonderful. Every ounce of that feeling, that bad feeling, or that feeling that there was a virus in my system was completely gone instantaneously from the ship healing, and it was just absolutely fabulous in so many ways. I want to say thank you to Ron and to the light ship doctors for that, and encourage you, anyone who's listening who hasn't had a private physical healing session on the ship, to take advantage of that if you ever need it, because it's just amazing. And it's something that you just can't get anywhere else. It's fabulous. And we promised the other day that we would talk tonight, on tonight's show, about the physical healings and the DNA activations that are done on the ship. So Ron, take it away.
Okay, so what the light ship is here to do is to help people get into their bodies. The most important thing is to release the residual energy from you, from your ancestors, your cellular memory, and these memories are all typically judgment, which is separation from spiritual truth. And this judgment energy is stored inside of your cells, and since we're in a physical body right now, in this lifetime, this physical body wants to ascend. It's its spiritual path to ascend. It's its graduation time, and it's up to you to be fully conscious, to be able to do the work, to have yourself integrate your spirit energy with you, along with getting rid of the baggage and the traumas of this lifetime. And along with that is the past traumas of your prior, I'll use the word past lives, on this planet. And there's two different types of past lives. There's a past life that your spirit has had in other bodies other than your own body. And there's also past lives, which is basically your genetic past lives of your ancestors. And so what we're mainly dealing with now, I'd say 99% of the time, is your genetic past life. So when you have a psychic reading from someone, they are reading typically your genetic past lives more than they are your spirit. Because naturally, after each lifetime, your spirit is cleansed of all these traumas. And they can also read from you entities in you. So there are three different ways you can get read. But basically, in order to have your spirit come into your body, you must have your emotional densities released. Because this is the most important thing. This is in the teachings of Jesus, which is basically stating to become like a child, innocent like a child. And that means with no judgments, have full faith, and to be able to have your spirit integrate with you. So this is kind of what the teachings are. I do emotional healings. It's $5 for each year of your life. To take your age times $5. It takes about 1 hour to do over the telephone. And that's for this lifetime, and it clears you out of your traumas. I've dealt with people who have spent thousands and thousands of dollars going to different practitioners, trying to get, you know, maybe only one issue released from them that keeps haunting them, and this healing here does it instantaneously. And the reason is because you're working with the divine energy that created you. You're not using any type of human-based energy or something from the maybe fourth dimension or whatever. It's pure spirit working with you. And so these energies are very easy to work with. They do many types of healings on you. The emotional healing clears away the emotional energies from your emotional body. That's invisible. It clears it away from your spirit body. That's also invisible. And then it naturally works with your physical body, which is physical, and you can see that. And it takes away all these imprintings. And if you happen to be over the age of 60, then all the years over 60 are free. I don't charge over $300. And it's the only way that you're going to be able to get into the now, this moment, and to have the past released from you. And then if you want to go further, I can do a sensory clearing. And the price on that one, going back from your initial incarnation here, which for some people it's been around 50,000 years. Most people are probably between, 10 to maybe 20,000 years. And all these imprintings of these lifetimes are with you. and they need to be cleared too. They're kind of laying dormant at rest in your body. And that's a very important healing also, because they'll eventually come up for healing. And naturally, your spirit needs to be fully integrated, and your spirit cannot and will not be able to come into your body with densities. Your spirit's love energy, and this is what's required of you to do this. And the Lightship does it very easily and effortlessly with pure grace energy, and you're cleared. And the price that I charge for the past life clearing is only $200.
Oh, that's amazing. And I really want to go back to this thing that you mentioned about that we are basically created in love, and our spirit is love energy. So if we have judgment of ourselves or others going on here on Earth, then our spirit can't align with us. Is that correct?
Yes, because the judgment is actually thought energy, and that energy is in your consciousness, and more than likely it's stored inside of your body, and that creates our illnesses. And so what happens is, as we go through life, as your body wants to eliminate or at least try to attempt to heal these energies, it'll bring it up into your consciousness, and then you're going to have the thoughts of this judgment, and that'll come forward. And that's true with a lot of people who have unexplained fears. Maybe somebody's going on the side of a road, on a mountain high road, and they look down and they're terrified of the high heights. Well, that's because there's a judgment there. And maybe the body in the past, through its genetics, has a fear of being up high. Maybe it fell over, got hurt. And or maybe you have spirit residue from not being healed from a past life of your spirit in someone else's body, and it could still be holding on to that judgment also. But regardless, whatever it is, it needs to be cleared out of you, because the judgments will initially kill you, because your body will sabotage itself to get well. It's that dedicated to moving forward on its growth, because in order to live longer, it has to release these judgments. And we all know as we get older, our body kind of sags and ages, and we're not as vibrant looking, and that's because all these judgments are taking a toll on us. And so the body, through its spiritual growth, knows that it can be healed, and it needs to go through this process of releasing these judgments.
And is this what Jesus was talking about when he spoke of forgiveness?
Yes, that's correct. And the main thing is to forgive yourself. And then from that point, you're forgiving your body from its conditions and everything else around it.
And this is what we're doing when we're working with the Lightship with these various clearings.
Yes, the Lightship only works in love energy. And when you go to the Lightship for a healing, since your physical body does not have a consciousness of judgment, it has stored judgment in it, but it's not thinking of judgment. When you go up there, the light beings work with you, and they can fix you 100%. But as you come back down to this earth plane and you're bilocated back here, remember your vibration being turned off and on and off and on. And we know that we're here because we can look and see us here, but we're off, you know, and on continuously. And in the off state is when they work with us. So when you get bilocated back to the earth plane, then we have the emotional densities from the earth. And these emotional densities were created by the earth spirit, which is now around our physical bodies, and it incorporates with it, and that can pull our healings out of whack or not allow them to work 100% with us. And I do have people that, you know, do have miracle healings in a 10-minute session, but if it's a deep issue, then, you know, you may want to work further and clear those emotions out if you have a physical problem, because that's what caused it to begin with. And everybody knows that who's in the New Age Thought Movement, they know that, you know, emotional densities do cause your illnesses.
Sure. And for those of us that have children and we like to help them, you know, release any traumas or things that have happened to them, how can we make sure that they get these healings as well?
Okay. Number one, they could go on this program and have healings. Or go on my conference call lines. I also do, you know, children. It's the same price. if you happen to be in a situation to maybe where you're divorced and your children are elsewhere, or maybe they're grown up going to college, those I can do absentee. And since your spirit is connected to the divine is doing this healing, and they can do it with anybody on this planet. And so I don't have to have their actual verbal commitment or yes or no on the healing, because the light ship is doing this because they created you. And so if somebody were to call me and say, my daughter's 24 years of age and she's going to college in Alaska, and, you know, I'm in Texas, can you please work with her? Yeah, there's no problem whatsoever. What I normally do is work with the mother or the father, and they stay on the telephone, and I start clearing their child, and they can actually feel energies leave them because they're connected also to this person.
Oh, right.
And they'll feel the healing actually working through them, and at that point, the person is done. And it's the same process. It's an instantaneous healing. Some of the absentee healings, it may take 1 or 2 days sometimes to have the energy actually integrate. But when I work with somebody one-on-one, it's instantaneous. And then the body will go through whatever it needs to do at that time for healing. Because remember, this heals your spirit. And your spirit is the conduit for healing. Whoever you go to as a practitioner, whoever they are, and they're doing their modality with you and on you, remember, your spirit is the conduit for that energy to come through to your physical body. It has to go through your spirit first.
So if they're not working with the spirit, then it's not really going to be effective.
Yeah, that is correct, yes. But normally I would say most of the practitioners are. But if you have somebody who maybe is not working with the spirit, and we'll say you're out of your body during a healing, then naturally you're not going to have any effect at all for that healing. So you have to be in your body for healing.
I see. Well, I think it's wonderful that we can help our children in that way. Also grandchildren or pets as well, right?
Yeah, yes. Pets love to have the healing because they don't think like we do. They're more responsive to healing. They get healing much quicker. And we've had many animals and pets up on the light ship. I can remember one lady connecting with me after a healing session. She's on one of my four-hour sessions, I believe, for ascension. And what happened with her, she had a horse. And from what I can remember, on the Saturday, the horse was not doing very well. Her husband went out to see the horse, and they couldn't see very well. And he was trying to figure out how they can, put the horse down and then figure out how they could get a big trailer to put the horse into it, to move it off their land, et cetera. And so after the healing, he also went out in the evening to look at the horse again, and the horse could see perfectly fine. And he just thought that maybe he had something strange happening to him where he just didn't imagine, what he saw was real, and now the horse could see. So the horse had a perfect healing.
Oh, that's great.
And we have worked with horses with bad knees before. Naturally, we work with birds, and dogs and cats. They love having healings. So it's just quite something to see animals up on the healing light ship.
And I think we're going to go to the healing light ship now, and people that are listening can also bring a pet with them. Is that correct?
Yes, just think of them in your consciousness. Not everybody can have their pet with them. If you do have a dog or a cat and you want to hold them, that's fine too. But just thinking of them, if they're outside or something, that's perfectly fine. And what we're going to do after we come back is some water charging, and then we'll bring in some divine energies for us to experience. So right now, just kind of sit back and relax. And what I would like you to do first, though, is to go to your computer screen and just click on Creation Lightship if you haven't done that already. So it's Creation Lightship Healings, and scroll down, and you're going to see this beautiful light being that's there. In fact, we'll just do the water charging right now. So as you see her in front of you, we're going to put some energy into her. She's going to materialize her spiritual energy from the Creation Lightship into your monitor. And here she comes here. And you probably notice that her eyes will start to emit more light. The auric field around her head, those rays will start to change colors and vibrations. And her face will slowly start to lift off of the monitor screen and become more personal, more three-dimensional. And she'll fill your whole room full of love energy. And also, like we mentioned, get your container of water ready, whatever you choose to have with you. It could be a glass or it could be a gallon. And this water will be just for you to drink probably today, maybe tomorrow. So it'll be advancing you on your spiritual advancements of your body. Remember, we're working with our body here. Your spirit already knows everything. And so we are spiritual beings, but the body is what has to catch up, and this is what wants to ascend. Your spirit's already going to ascend. There's no problem with that at all. It's already divinely connected. And so what we're here doing is we're having a physical experience with our spirit in our body to heal the body so the body can live longer for this natural experience of living here. Okay, so the light being is getting charged up right now. You may see her emit more light frequencies. And how's your monitor looking, Sylvia?
It's looking beautiful. And what I'm seeing is just from her forehead, just a tremendous amount of white light just radiating. And it just feels very good to be in the present.
Like you might be cutting out a little bit, Sylvia. You might be a little closer to your phone or something here.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay. I was just saying that I'm seeing a lot of white light radiating from her forehead. It's looking very beautiful, and I'm feeling just a loving presence that is making my whole room warmer, and it just feels really, really loving.
Okay, so take your water container right now and put it in front of you. And depending on what size it is, put it on a table or maybe even between your legs if you're on a chair. And put one hand on each side of your water container. And this process takes about 1 minute to do. And remember, there's nothing for you to do on these healings. You're already connected to the light ship. You are part of the divine energy. And this energy will do everything for you. So you don't have to have any type of belief system in any kind of religious indoctrination. We'll use that terminology. So whatever and wherever you are right now is what's going to happen, and they're going to assist you with this beautiful healing. So just sit back and relax, and we'll just play some music here for the next minute so you can have your water attuned. You don't have to do any thought thinking at all. Just kind of leave your mind blank and allow this energy to flow through you. Okay, so now take your glass of water and take a few sips of it, and I'm going to do that myself right now. And yeah, it tastes wonderful.
So does mine. Tastes very juicy and goes down really smooth. Feels great.
Yeah, and I've had people actually comment saying that the water actually had the chlorine taken out of it sometimes. So I've had a lot of different emails from people. If you'd like to email, just remember it's healing@creationlightship.com. I'd like to hear what your comments are about this show and how the water tastes. So right now we're going to be going up to the Creation Lightship, and this part of the healing session will not work on the archives. The reason why it will not work is because I don't want to have anybody abducted by other UFO ships that are out there that are not in integrity, not of the light. There's quite a few of them still here. The light energy is at 35%. When the light ship came here 2 years ago, it was at 20%. And the reason why it was so low is because our Galactic Federation that's supposed to be here protecting us with light energy was not holding light. They were only holding about 20%, which means that our teachings from the masters that came from the light ship to the Galactic Federation, where they basically came and went from before they came here, the Federation was not holding light energy and not allowing them to run their pure essence energy. This is why we have ET abductions here still. This is why we have weather control patterns, hurricanes, tornadoes. This is why we have entities here. This is why we have hatred. This is why we have genocide. And everything that we have on our planet that is negative is caused by the Galactic Federation not supporting and helping us with light energy. The Galactic Federation was put in place by the Creation Lightship to be our spiritual advisors here and to hold 100% light energy for our planet. And instead, they decided to align with the dark side, which was not created by the light. And in this process, this is why we're in such a sad state of affairs here. People ask me all the time, they say, well, gee, you know, if there's a God, why is this happening? Well, the Galactic Federation created the image of God, of what we know in our religious beliefs. It's completely different on the light ship that created you, but they had to do a belief system here of reincarnation, which is why we're stuck here. And I can go on and on and on, but what I will say is there is hope, because the light ship does the universal shift. It does the ascension for the whole universe. And this happens every 2,000 years. The way this process happens is, in a blink of an eye, the whole universe is turned off. Remember, it's a vibration. Just like I said earlier, we're being turned off and on and off and on. And they turn off everything. And at that point in time, the darkness, which was not created by the light, these soulless beings, are now dispelled from creation's energy. And then creation gathers. It's like kind of like a mother chicken would gather all of its little chicks, and it gets all the energy that it created, puts it back into wholeness, and starts over again. And then it's, at that point in time, just like our Earth spirit here, it has a chance and a choice to move to a higher consciousness, and it'll be doing that. It will not be on this planet any longer. The planet may still be here with a walking spirit. It's going to eighth-dimensional reality. Its spiritual blueprint is completely completed right now, which it created, so it's moving on in its spiritual growth to another dimension, another frequency. And it's very possible that the Earth that we're on now could be in a different planetary system. It could be in 3D also, somewhere else. I don't have that information because I'm not concerned with that. I'm just concerned with helping everybody on this planet to get into their body so they can do the ascension with their beautiful physical bodies that they have now. One question that somebody mentioned to me, they said, well, gee, I have an uncle who's in a wheelchair who was in the war and he had his legs amputated. Is he going to be able to ascend? Well, yes, he can if he gets into his body. And they said, well, what about his legs? I said, well, he has a perfect spiritual blueprint, and this perfect spiritual blueprint will be reactivated, and he will have legs in the higher consciousness when he ascends. So don't worry about if you're missing some body part, if you've been operated on and it's not with you, or if you're missing an arm or a leg, or maybe you can't see right out of one eye right now. That will be corrected in the ascension process. And remember, your spirit has all these tools. That's why you need to unite and come inside of yourself. This is the whole teachings that I'm trying to provide people. It's the same teachings of Jesus. Do not go outside of yourself for spiritual knowledge. Go inside and get your information from within. That's what his teachings were in a nutshell. And this is what the Creation Lightship is doing now, getting everybody to do this if they choose to. Remember, it's still free choice. If you don't have your body ascend, what will happen is, just like everything else in the universe, it'll be turned off. And if your physical body cannot hold spirit energy, which is what's in you right now, then your spirit will leave, just like it would normally on a dying process. It will go off and find another life form to go into, and your physical body will not be rematerialized. It'll just be back into nothingness. And so at that point, you won't be here. Remember, you're like a hologram. Just won't be rematerialized. So there's no fear, no panic. This happens all the time. Happens every 2,000 years. And it happens to you moment by moment, continuously right now. And I'll just go one little step further here. Since you are a frequency and you're being turned off and on and off and on, it's like a sine wave. A sine wave is an S that's sideways with a line going through the very center of it. And it has the top waveform, we'll say, is a half of a circle, and then it goes to the line going across from left to right, and the bottom waveform is the next half cycle. So you have one cycle in my definition here. So what happens is your thoughts under the perfect divine 100% light energy comes to that very end of the cycle before it meets the flat line, 0 point, and then those thoughts get manifested into the next pulse on the bottom side of the line. And so each time you change your thoughts, your reality will change in the next pulse or the next type of the waveform. Well, what happens down here, since the light energy is so low that the dark side is preventing you from doing your manifestations. So your thoughts really do not control your reality. If they did control your reality, you could change instantly. So the darkness that's provided to us by the Galactic Federation by not keeping their spiritual integrity is the reason why we cannot create our reality instantly here. On the light ship, you are in pure light energy, and that happens here. So we will now connect with the light ship. You can watch the light beam on your monitor. And we're now going to put a special energy around you. This is the light ship. The light beam is doing these healings on you. And this takes about 10 seconds. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. You're already connected to the divine. It's with you and in you. You must stay in your body, though. This is not a meditation. And I'll be narrating through the process for the next 10 minutes of what I see on the light ship, as I am a doctor there. I'm a light being on the light ship, and I'm also living here. So in a sense, I have two lives at one time simultaneously. And we're going up right now on the light ship. So if you have any animals or pets, just think of them right now. And you're there. We're having our body scanned in the transporter room. And this is where they find out who and what we are. Remember, the light ship works with all different life forms, all different sentient beings for the ascension process, along with the spirits of all the different planets and galaxies, etc. And so right now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room, and we're at free choice to select our particular team of light beings who will be working with us. And I use a term down here, which are doctors, and each team normally is 3 male doctors. These are beautiful light beings that take on many forms. They'll take on their three-dimensional form for us to see them, because we are three-dimensional beings. So there's dolphins, there's whales, you know, there's all different types of crystals. There's beings that look like us. There's short ones and tall ones. I don't see any that are really obese. A lot of them are very, very thin. They're normally about 2.5 foot tall to about 15 foot tall. There's plants, there's birds, there's bees. It's very, very beautiful. So now we're going into the procedure rooms. This is where they're going to be working with us. Remember, we're at free choice for our healings. And right now they're going to be releasing physical body pain from us. So if you have any physical body pain in your body, you must request this. Do this inside of your head. You're also on the Creation Lightship, talking to them with mental telepathy also, but request it down here also. And we're going to bring in a divine energy down here for us to experience, and we'll bring in the pure essence of the creation of Archangel Michael. Remember, this is 100% of his energy, and his energy is also available through religious beliefs and teachings, and that's from the Galactic Federation, and that normally is about 20% of this energy, and it won't be in pure wholeness. So you will feel a difference here as he enters the room if you're used to this energy. It'll be much more encompassing, and it'll be pure light energy. The light ship only works with light codes, and here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And like I said before, the light ship only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now is typically, in a sense, dark energy or it's illusion. And so you'll never have predictions made from the light. It's always in the now, this very second, this moment in time. So we're going to play some music now and request your healings. And I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, and again, I am seeing on the light ship, there are people that are listening that may have stomach problems, maybe ulcers. Maybe they might have some of their valves not working properly. They have stomach acid reflux, so they're going to be working with that right now. And another team is going to be working inside of your mouth, checking out your gums and your teeth for cavities, gum infection, etc. They have very high-tech instrumentation on the light ship. And the light beings working with you are using the technology where they're going to be going to for the next incarnation. So many times what they'll do is put like colored lights inside of your mouth. This is happening right now. And they're above and below your tongue, so you may feel your saliva change slightly. And again, request your healings. And they're also working with sinuses. So request your healing now and enjoy Archangel Michael, who's with you right now for healing also. He'll facilitate some of these healings. Remember, you have to ask. okay. And remember, just keep this energy to yourself. Don't send it out away from you, because the divine will see that you wish not to have the energy, and you want to send it to someone else, so you won't have any energy left for yourself. So you want to keep the energy sacred for yourself. And right now we're going to be doing another session here. We're going into another room. This is the beautiful room where the beautiful light doctors are. This room has a beautiful water. It's silver water. It sparkles like diamonds. It's just very, very beautiful. And coming to us in this water are the dolphin doctors to help us. And they'll do their particular healings and, again, request your healings. Remember, the light only works in the now. And this is how these healings work. So request your healings, and we'll see you back in about a minute. There's nothing for you to do. It doesn't take any belief on your part. You just showed up, and you're here, and they're going to help you. Going to go to another location. Remember, there's many locations on the creation light ship, so always request your healing. And this next location, we're going to be working with our bones in our body, our skeleton. So if you have any concerns there, request that. And what I will say is that I never get into governmental criticism or anything like that. What I will say is that this darkness energy has infiltrated everything here. And so as the light ship comes and eliminates the darkness energy, our governments will change. And some of these people that you might consider bad beings will eventually become good, because they're caught in this same web that we are. And like I said, it's the Galactic Federation's responsibility to help us out here. And if they can't do that, the light ship will take over their responsibility. And the Federation, when the ascension time comes, will be eliminated, because they cannot hold light energy. So this is what's going to happen during this universal shift. And so hopefully there will never be a federation like we have now that's causing us these physical problems here and mind control from off planet, from the darkness. So again, just request your healings now, and know that this energy can help you. And go onto your heart center, do your request, and visit your spirit. And here we go for some more healings. See them working on our lower backs right now. Another team is working on our necks, checking out our hip joints. So if you have any concerns there with cartilage aches or pains there, request that. They're also working with our nervous system. If you have a pinched nerve, request that too. And they're just wonderful working with hearts and lungs. So okay, we're now going into one last room on the Creation Light Ship. And this room is where they're going to be working with the Merkaba energy around us here. This is the Star of David. We're going into this beautiful room, and there's this golden energy which will be attaching to each one of our chakras. This is the pure divine love energy from the universe has created us, this energy that we're going to be experiencing here. And it makes up the whole universal structure of the universe. And we'll be a part of this right now. It's going to energize our body. So again, sit back and relax and have this divine communion. Okay, so now we're going to be coming back here. So we're going into the orientation room where we're giving thanks to these beautiful light beings from the Creation Light Ship that created you and their beautiful healings that they've done to us. We're giving our thanks. We're now going into the transporter room, and we're getting our animals and our pets with us right now. They're very happy to see us. And they're putting a special cocoon of white light energy around us. There's some also golden light in there also. If you're a seer, you can see this. It's very, very beautiful. Remember, we're out of time on the Creation Light Ship, and we're still here. And now they're ready to bring us back. And they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this conscious healing energy will be with us for the next 5 days, so we can request additional healing. You will not be going to the Creation Light Ship. It's too high frequency, but the cocoon energy will be here to facilitate healings with you. So we're coming back right now, and we're starting to come back, and now we're here. Okay, so some of you may have actually felt tingles and felt your body get healings done to it. You may feel warm. What I'm having is a special session next Tuesday. And this session is for people who would like to call in and just ask questions about the light ship. What I realize is that most people who are online choose, in a sense, not to call in because they want to have the healing. So I don't want to interfere with these healings that we're doing. So please call me. I'll give you the number right now to call on. And it's Tuesday night, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. And it's 646- 516-5800. And I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. They'll ask for a PIN number, and that's 5303 in the pound sign. 5303 pound. So 646-519-5800, 5303 pound, and you can ask all the questions that you like, and it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So how was that, Sylvia?
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you to the light being doctors that worked with us. They're just amazing. And in addition to what you were just saying about the conference call that's coming up for the questions, I wanted to invite anyone who hasn't done that yet to go to your website at www.creationlightship.com and just read through all of the information that's there. There's just a wonderful amount of information that explains about the Lightship and its mission and all the different services that are available to you. And then give Ron a call and talk to him personally about what would be, you know, the place for you to start or what's your next healing service. And just make use of that website. It's really great.
Great. So what we'll do is we'll bring in the energy of Saint Germain. He's one of my favorites, too, and I work with him directly on the Creation Lightship. And I'm there on the Lightship working with him, so it's not that I channel him down here, you know, and see him or go to the 3 or 4D to have his energy. We're going right to his initial pure essence energy on his creation right now. And we're going to bring Saint Germain into your living room. And you may even see the violet energy come with him. It depends how he chooses to do this. It's his choice. And so just sit back and relax. And what I suggest is ask him for spiritual guidance, if you like, and also healings. He's would be very happy to do that for everyone. That's what I'm being told right now. And since he has lived here, he's kind of more in touch with us, you know, on a personal basis. And he's ready to start to come down, so I'll use the word increase to bring him into your living room stronger. So here he comes. This is his first cause energy on creation. And this is only available on the Creation Lightship, where it's pure light energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just kind of sit back and relax here, and I'll put some music on, and then we'll bring in one other divine energy, and then we'll sign off here. Thank you. and I'll join in Saint Germain. It'll be the energy of Jesus, and here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just ask for healings and guidance. The divine beings will bless your living room and your house at the same time. Okay, so this concludes our evening right now. So have a wonderful night and evening, and hope to see you on my Friday late night show. And blessings to all of you. And have a very wonderful, exciting evening and healing. Good night to everyone.
Good night, everyone. And on Friday, we'll be talking about the ascension process. For those of you who are interested in doing more work on your own personal ascension. Good night, everybody.